That's the whole problem with P-Funk sound and all that now, is like nobody wants to get behind it. You know, you have to like tour all your life to fans that, you know, that love P-Funk. But with Nike, it was like, okay, they wanted me to do this P-Funk song, and I just knew that if we did the right one, that it would get the exposure, you know. And sure enough, you know, with the first one, it opened the door. The first one was called, what was the first one called? Ray Gun Roswell, I think that was what it was. That was the first one, which actually opened the door for me to bring in P-Funk for real, you know. So, because on the first one, it was just myself and Bernie and Fred Wesley and Catfish. But the second one allowed me the chance to bring in the whole mothership. And that was the bomb. We called it the Funk Ship. And actually, we brought Snoop Dogg on board to introduce us, you know. And the people got a chance to see the world. I mean, you know, everybody got the chance to see P-Funk at once. And we didn't have to rely on radio play. So it's like that was a way of getting people exposed. And I think once people are exposed to that music, it's like, it's, you know, you cannot deny it, you know. But it's about that exposure. If we can't get exposed, then it's like playing with ourselves.
I think the great thing about the commercial is that it works on a visual level as well. You know, people don't just get the music, but they get the character.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it's always been with P-Funk anyway. You know, even if you didn't get the music, which most cases you did, even if you didn't get the music, it's about those characters. You know, so that's always been one of P-Funk's trademarks, is the visual, you know, the theatrics that we bring on stage, you know. So, you know, and all that was captured in that 60-second and the 30-second commercial spot. So that was pretty amazing. I mean, because, you know, it's hard to catch, like, you know, if you wasn't back there checking out a P-Funk show in the day, you can see a P-Funk show today. It's cool, but... You know, if you were back there in the day checking out a P-Funk show, you really know what a P-Funk show was all about. You know, but if you get a glimpse of it today, you at least get tastes of what it was about, which is good. You know, but Nike was able to capture that in 30 and 60 seconds, and that was, like, amazing. Because that was hard for us to do on records back in the day, you know, to actually capture what we do on stage. So that was always a... I guess a challenge, you know, to do. So, you know, when they pulled this one off, it was like,